Disgraced former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman was known as a longtime champion of women's rights. That's why leaders of women's groups are still trying to make sense of the allegations that he was a serial domestic violence abuser. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
I'm extremely proud to stand here today with an incredible group of leaders in the fight to protect survivors.
Just about 6 months ago, Judy Harris Kluger, who runs an anti-domestic violence agency, stood beside Schneiderman, where he announced an agreement with a Brooklyn hospital to no longer bill sexual assault survivors for forensic rape examinations.
In recent months, we've begun a long overdue reckoning with our culture of violence and silence.
Schneiderman resigned this week amid allegations that he physically abused several women that he dated. In a report in the New Yorker magazine, the women said the abuse included hitting, slapping, and choking. Harris Kluger, whose group Sanctuary for Families provides services to victims of domestic violence and sex trafficking, is still trying to fathom how the man she viewed as a champion for the rights of women could have had such a sordid personal life.
It is a stunning betrayal. It's hypocrisy. It's, to say the least, disappointing and really not easy to comprehend in any way.
Schneiderman has denied the allegations, saying he was involved in consensual role-playing with the women. Harris Kluger says what's even more difficult to understand is that her group worked with Schneiderman when he was a state senator to craft a law to make strangulation a crime.
He was involved in helping to get that legislation passed. So, of course, it's kind of stunning to hear that he actually engaged in that conduct with the women that he was involved with, since choking and strangulation are strong indicia of lethality when you're evaluating what has happened to a victim of domestic violence.
The leader of the New York chapter of the National Organization for Women, Sonia Osorio, was also at the press conference last year.
Thank you so very much, Attorney General Schneiderman, for taking on this important cause. And thank you so very much for connecting the dots with what is happening in our nation.
Osorio says she and her colleagues at the NOW offices are trying to come to terms with it all.
Does it feel more like a betrayal because there just aren't enough male leaders who champion women's rights? So we put everything into the small number of men who do?
NOW has called for a special prosecutor and endorses Governor Andrew Cuomo's decision to appoint the Nassau County District Attorney, Madeline Singus, to oversee an investigation into the charges. Osorio says it's further proof that the reckoning of violence against women is not abating.
It's a perfect storm of the public being aware, coming to a decision as to what is tolerable in our society, and being very clear on that.
Harris Kluger, a former judge and prosecutor, says there are complications with pursuing a criminal case against Schneiderman, though, because of a statute of limitations for assault charges. But she takes solace in the fact that Schneiderman survived as attorney general for less than 3 hours after the article was published before he was forced to resign.
Seeing his very swift fall will hopefully have a chilling effect on others who would engage in this.
She says the former AG clearly had his demons, and she credits the women who survived the alleged abuse for taking the risk and speaking out. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.